Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today's show, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. Stay tuned, and in the next hour, let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control and help you actually create a healthier, longer life. We have with us today Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Dr. A is on a terrific mission to help America get healthy. It's my privilege to have Dr. Anderson on the program today. Dr. Anderson, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Russ. Thank you, and thank you to everyone that's listening today. You know, we do have a big mission. You know, almost 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. Our medical delivery system is no longer capable of sustaining. And the third part is we're now seeing 14 to 34-year-olds double the rate of stroke over the last 10 years. So we've got to intervene now. We've got to choose a different path, Russ. And what's great about what we're doing is we're taking all the different components and putting them together, both the support, making sure people have the tools, strategies, and support necessary, as well as put them on a path to actually create and thrive in this incredible world we live in. It's actually a great time to be thriving when most people are just really surviving, Russ.
You know, Dr. A, we've spent over the last couple of weeks talking a little bit about the path to a longer, healthier life and utilizing the lifestyle program that you put together, following your kind of your six steps to health. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe just kind of recap for everybody, you know, what this path looks like and where it starts and really what life looks like when they get through it.
Well, you know, what's interesting is most people are struggling, as we mentioned, with their weight, Russ, and they're looking to go on a diet and lose some weight. They're not feeling well. They might have gone to their doctor, said, you know, if you don't do something different, you're going to get diabetes or need medicines or your blood pressure's up or a whole myriad of different things. And the reality is most people just don't know what to do. There's plenty of information circulating out there, both in magazines and books, on TV. There's all kinds of specials. But, you know, understanding that to overcome the obesogenic world we're living in, what I mean by that, a world that literally at every moment, if you're not thinking and aware and making choices that are at the level of your thoughtfulness, what's going to happen is you're going to head down the path to disease. So what we want to do is help people actually get healthy. And so it starts with the first part is making a decision. You know, if you're tired and you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired and you're ready to make a difference, first you have to make a choice. And the choice is, sure, I'm deciding to get healthy. So that's step one. Then the other part about that is preparing for the journey. You know, we need for people to understand, you know, where they are currently, what they want, and in relationship to where they are now, you know, what is the risk for disease and how can we change that? So that in step one, we're gonna get them started. And in step two, we're gonna help them reach a healthy weight. Literally, do the things that are necessary to lose 2 to up to 5 pounds per week and do it very effectively, cost no more than regular food, and puts them in position to literally reach a healthy weight in a period of depending how much weight, but the average person that's as much as 50 pounds overweight can lose that in less than 16 weeks. So we're talking about, you know, an interim period to reach a healthy weight. And so that's step two, Russ. And during that period, we'll start teaching them our B-Slim lifestyle, where they learn the key ingredients to keeping that weight off, because what we don't want is what diets do, and that is have people lose weight and then gain it back. And then in step three, we'll teach them how to eat healthy for the rest of their life. We'll teach them a portion control system using a plate and a visual analog, as well as color-coded charts that make it very easy to shop. When you go out to restaurants, you can either put it on your PDA or have a little brochure that you can carry around with it till you get the hang of it. And then step four, we focus on the other. We really know that there's other things involved other than just how you move your body and what you eat. It's also how you sleep, how you handle stress, And so in step four, we start really working on making sure people are doing all the daily choices that are necessary. Heck, we want them to enjoy and have fun in life, but we want them making choices that support long-term health. And then beyond that, in step five, we'll help them optimize for their health for their age. You know, people think, well, I'm 50 years old or 60 years old or 30 years old, and I don't know, you know, how healthy can I be? I've been on medicines or I've had surgery. Well, the reality is everybody can make a decision to change their daily choices and can get much healthier than they are now, and they actually many times come off their medicines. And then the last one, as you mentioned, is step six, is living a longer, healthier life. Once we get you healthy, get down to a healthy weight, teach you the habits of health, moving on, living longer in a healthier state, really, Russ, isn't that much of a stretch.
You know, when we talk to people about, you know, getting healthy and getting started down this path that we've been talking about, and it tends to be a little overwhelming for some people. And I thought, you know, you really recapped it really, really simply, in that it's, you know, it's just one step, one habit, one day at a time. And it really, don't bite off more than what we can chew, but really take it in these really simple steps and really begin to put your life in this motion. And I know in my own experience, I've really been able to witness, you know, utilizing these six steps, and really have dramatically changed my own health picture. Dr. Anderson, thank you so much for helping us create this in our life.
Well, Russ, you know, thank you again, and it's my pleasure. You know, one of the things as a critical care physician for so many years, I took care of people, you know, when the ravages of living in this crazy chaotic world we're in had taken their toll. And now the reward I have is exactly what you just said, that we have now helped over 300,000 people take control of their health, start getting healthy, and moving up the path to optimal health. And I'll tell you, once you're feeling great, you know, people don't really realize how important their health is until it's gone. And, you know, just a little bit of energy right now and the proper support, and literally making these little daily changes in how they're living their life daily can make all the difference later. And people don't realize that, you know, if you don't do that now, getting sick later takes a lot of time, you know, between going to doctors and on medicines and all the suffering you can have. What we want to do is there is a great alternative. We've dramatically helped people change that and go from surviving to thriving. What's great about it, it's not difficult, it's not expensive, it's simply a matter of having the knowledge, having a path, and having someone to help you. And what's great about what we do, Russ, as you know, is we have 10,000 coaches all over the country now that work together and are helping people get healthy. It's literally a new profession, and we're pretty excited about that.
What amazing life it's created. I know for many of the health coaches around the country that have asked their clients to listen to the program today, you're really in for a treat. We have a very special guest on this afternoon, in this afternoon segment, Cheryl Took, who's lost over 120 pounds in less than a year and has really gone from, like you said, barely surviving to thriving again in her life. So we look forward to having Cheryl with us on the rest of the show. What I wanted to do, Dr. A, with the time that we have this afternoon is, you know, we've spent a lot of time in previous shows talking about getting started, utilizing meal replacements and incorporating, you know, learning how to eat every 3 hours and eating six times a day. But, you know, once people lose weight, I think that's where a lot of us as Americans kind of fall. We just tend to say, great, I feel great, I look great, and then we go back to some of our old habits. And I want to talk a little bit about kind of the proper way to transition from the weight loss part of the program to really developing, you know, the habits. And we really can't just immediately go back to eating whole foods. We really have to transition in a step-by-step way. If you wouldn't mind just kind of outlining the best way for us to transition once we've lost our weight.
Sure. Well, that's important. And it really starts with understanding right from the beginning. If you're listening today and you're thinking about doing this, understand that our program is designed with helping you live a longer, healthier life. So where our goal is not to just help you lose some weight. Our goal is to literally make a transformation. It's almost a rites of passage where you go from being the victim to actually feeling very comfortable and responsible for your health and be able to optimize yourself. And that's a real deal. So instead of looking at being on the meal replacements or using the Habits of Health healthy meals to lose weight, understand that from day one, we're going to start a process that's going to teach you a bunch of new skills that are necessary and change and tweak your daily choices. So by the time you've reached your healthy weight, so let's say you've used the meal replacements, eating every 3 hours and one healthy lean and green meal in the evening, and you're losing 2 up to 5 pounds per week, as you start into transition, one of the the neat things is during this period, you've been reading The Habits of Health, and you've been learning this plate size. You've been learning low glycemic eating to make sure you're eating in the deep green zones. And then when we get ready and you reach the healthy weight, what we're going to do is we're going to calculate and actually go into Chapter 12 in The Habits of Health and calculate what in essence your energy expenditure is, because you're going to, you know, as you lose all that extra weight, because that does consume some calories, not as much, your energy expenditure will go down a little bit simply because you've lost all this extra fat. So as well, the first thing we do is, and usually we use a simple 11 calories per pound to give you an estimate. If you multiply how many pounds you are at your new healthy weight at times 11 calories, that gives you a general idea of your basal, what we call our total energy expenditure. And then on top of that, we figure out how active you are. So hopefully you're starting to progress your habits of health motion to the point where, you know, on average, most people will have a mild to moderate activity level, which means that you'll take that, whatever that number is, and multiply it times about 1.3, and all this is in the book, by the way, and then figure out what your total energy expenditure is. And then what we'll do is, over the next several weeks, as you're starting to shift back to eating the full range of all foods, we'll make sure we bring you along at a pace where we add different food groups to the point where you're now up to your full calories. You're eating the full range of all foods. But what's neat about it, you've learned with the plate system and with the color-coded how to eat healthy for the rest of your days. And what's great about that, Russ, is that what people find out is when they lose this weight and they get healthy and they've used the meal replacements or use the Habits Health fueling system, what they'll find is that their tastes come back. And so all of a sudden they start to enjoy foods. And so then they'll just learn to eat every 3 hours and eat smaller incremental doses of food. And then, you know, I found very successfully, and I travel all over the country lecturing, I still on average eat 2 or 3 meal replacements a day, because when I'm traveling, I just don't have time to prepare a healthy meal.
Well, and many of us, you know, travel for a living and go from meeting to meeting and dropping the kids off and rushing to work. And that's part of the problem as a society is, you know, we've looked at, you know, the only way we can get food fast, or at least we think it is, we go through the drive-through and grab something that's really not healthy for us. And you've outlined in your book just an easy way for us to learn how to eat a healthy meal, just do it more often. And it could be something as simple as, you know, just a few almonds in the middle of the afternoon to get you tide you over until you get to your lean and green meal, learning how to eat healthier. And for those of you that haven't had a chance to get Dr. Anderson's book, this is not a show about getting you to buy a book, although I think this would be very, very beneficial to you as you begin to create optimal health in your life. You can visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the website, there's a link to click on and order Dr. Anderson's book. I think it would be very, very helpful with you as you follow us on the show and as you incorporate the habits of health in your life. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. But only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain, give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today's show. We've been talking with Dr. A about creating optimal health in your life, utilizing just a few very, very simple principles as we begin to create a life that really takes us down a path to creating better habits in our life every day. And I want to talk a little bit with Dr. Anderson about sleep, but before we do that, I want to make sure that you go visit our website. It's habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the website, it's just loaded full of information, much of which we've talked about already. There's a great quiz that Dr. A has out there. You can click on it, take it. It'll give you a score at the end of it. It'll kind of give you an evaluation of just how healthy or unhealthy you are, and it'll be a good reminder of where you're at in your life and what you can do to move forward. Also, there's the low-glycemic meals and lots of the things that are available on Dr. A's website. There's a little blue star right in the front of the webpage. Make sure you click on that and explore all of the fueling systems and the things that we've been talking about in the first part of our show. You can also send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And after the show, you can reach us at 401-388-0778, and we'll make sure that you get connected with a certified health coach to really help you down this path. Dr. Anderson, I'd like to talk a little bit about sleep. You know, most of us tend to think that if we get 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, you know, with our busy lifestyle, and we seem to be able to wake up in the morning and go to work again, that that's okay. And in reading your book, I found a lot about sleep that was just totally contrary to what I thought.
Well, that's absolutely true, Russ. People don't realize sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is an incredibly important component of optimal health. You know, if we think about, you know, we all have computers, at night, you know, you can set your computer to kind of defrag and go through its rearrangement and settle itself down and get ready for the morning. Well, the same thing with our body. Our brain needs to defrag. We need to reprocess the information, put it in the right areas, the right storage areas. Your body needs to settle down to a low metabolic rate so it can cool off, get all the liver enzymes and everything, get everything back in order so it's restored. So when you get up in the morning, not only do you feel better, but also you're prepared for the day in terms of your mental energy, your physical energy, and all those things require a good night's sleep.
How do you know if you've gotten a good night's sleep? Like I said, you know, we tend to sleep 4 or 5 hours and our body wakes us up and we go to work and we do the things. But, you know, how do we actually know when we've had enough sleep for our bodies?
Well, on average, the average female should have 6 to 7 hours and males 7 to 8 hours. But the more important thing, the way to really tell how much sleep you need is to wait till you go on vacation. And when you don't have all the stressors on you, see what time you naturally wake up. Most of the time we wake up artificially because of alarm clocks. And at the point where your body's had enough sleep, it will naturally wake up. The other part is you'll know by how you feel. You should feel rested. You should have a lot of energy. You should wake up and be ready to go. And not feel like you've been pulled out of bed and need to get a donut and a cup of coffee to get going. And if that's the case, then probably you're not getting enough sleep. So the first thing it starts off with, in helping people understand is get themselves away from their normal routine, and then see how much, so like a vacation is a great time. What time do you wake up naturally? Figure out what time you go to sleep, and that'll give you an indicator. But on average, most, women, and men about 8 hours is usually as much as they need, as long as it's high quality. And again, that's determined by when you get up, how do you feel?
So, Dr. A, I think for everybody listening on the show, you know, you are the doctor, and you've just given us all a prescription to go take a vacation.
Well, absolutely. And I got to tell you that the opportunity for you, humans, we're not meant to continually work nonstop. We live in a very stressful society where more than any other time in our history, we are bombarded with cell phones, we're bombarded with computers, text messaging, and all these things play a toll on it. You know, our bodies, we were not designed to take that kind of sensory input. And so it's really, really important for people to take a vacation. And the good thing about a vacation is it takes away the triggers, all these things that cause stress and cause us to right. overeat and get stressed out. So in the beginning, what we want to do is we want to make sure, Russ, that we figure out what are our natural tendencies and what do we really want, and then apply the habits of health to help you maintain that, not just when you're laying on a beach somewhere, but when you're actually busy at your occupation.
Does, you know, eating certain types of foods or drinking caffeinated beverages, you know, what effect does that have on our sleep?
Well, we're a caffeinated society. I mean, that's the number one thing. You know, many vendors out there have been very successful. We all know the names. And we drink coffee a lot. And what people don't really understand is coffee has a half-life of about 6 hours. That means if you're drinking coffee in the afternoon, let's say at 3 o'clock, haven't been sleeping well, you're tired, you're at the afternoon, you had lunch, and it's about 2 or 3 o'clock, and you got that low, and so you grab a candy bar and a cup of coffee. Well, at 11 o'clock at night, you know, that 300 milligrams of coffee you had, 150 milligrams is still in your bloodstream, and it affects your ability for your brain to shut down. So, if you're drinking coffee in the afternoon, you're setting yourself up not to sleep well. You don't sleep well, then you get up in the morning and you crave carbohydrates. The body, the brain likes to be refreshed. It likes energy. If it doesn't feel well and didn't restore itself, then it's going to go looking for that donut in the morning along with another cup of coffee, and you start a vicious cycle. So, very important. And not, if you are going to decrease your caffeinated beverages, that not only includes coffee, but also sodas. And yep, you should really look at the ingredients of a lot of things out there, because a lot of them have caffeine in them. And then beyond that, I always tell our patients and clients, don't drink coffee after noon. If you, as long as you drink it before noon, you've had opportunity for the body to metabolize the caffeine and get it out of the system. As far as foods, you don't want to eat sugary foods late at night. I mean, by doing that, you're stimulating your insulin response and your blood sugar, and you're gonna create cravings in your body. You're not gonna sleep well. You're gonna have a high and then a low sugar. Your brain needs a stable level of carbohydrate, and when you tweak it with having a late night, you know, bowl of ice cream, not only are you stimulating your insulin, but you're also putting yourself in a fat storage mode, so you're going to start laying down fat and probably not sleep well.
You know, many of us, as we get older, look at, you know, maybe taking a nap in the middle of the afternoon, and I know growing up I watched my grandfather take a nap just about every day for an hour or so. That may or may not be all that good for us. effects, right?
Well, you know, a nap for an hour or so is definitely not good for you because you're starting to mess up the internal circadian rhythms of your brain and how we process and how we lay down to sleep. Now, with that much said, I can tell you my grandfather used to say, I just want 5 minutes. And, you know, in the afternoon or evening or any time, if you've got 5 minutes and you can close your eyes and just restore for that instant, you can sometimes, you know, boost your energy, and it'll keep you from, you know, wanting to go out and get that cup of coffee. But very clearly, Russ, taking, you know, hour naps during the day is a recipe, literally, for creating a vicious cycle where you don't sleep well at night and then you need those naps every day. So you want to avoid that at all costs. And the other thing along those lines is it's a good idea to keep the same sleeping habits, same time going to sleep and same time getting up on the weekends as you do during the week, because if you, you know, Sunday, Saturday night, you stay up really late and sleep in really late, then on Sunday night when you get ready to go to sleep, you're not going to be sleepy, and then when you get up Monday morning, you're going to start that vicious cycle again. So it's better to get a routine so you, in general, within an hour or two, I mean, it's okay to, you know, maybe catch up an hour or so on the weekend just to relax and do nothing for mental health, but you don't want to sleep in because it puts you in a situation where you're really messing with your normal rhythms.
What about TV in the bedroom?
Out. Gotta be out. You can't. That's the first thing. When I talk to patients and to clients and that aren't sleeping well, it's the first thing. You gotta get into a routine, and the last thing you need to do is be stimulating your brain, as you lay in bed. The bed is meant for two things, and one of them is sleep. And basically you should have a routine within, you know, I like ideally an hour, but at least 30 minutes before you get ready for bed. All digital equipment, telephones, cell phones, computers, TVs, all those things need to be turned off. So by the time you get that last 30 minutes, you're really starting to shut down your brain. So when you lay down in a nice cool room that's completely dark, with maybe even a little scent of chamomile or lavender on your pillow, a nice other thing you can do is take a nice bath, a warmer bath, and then as you cool down afterwards, it helps naturally stimulate the body to become sleepy. So there's a lot of simple little things we talk about in the Habits of Health where you can create your routine, you can log how you sleep now, and really, if you're willing to spend a little bit of time, you can naturally make a big difference. Now, two things I would mention, Russ. One is there are no sleep aids on the market, nothing from the standpoint of from drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, hypnotics, that actually create restorative sleep. They may make knock you out quicker, but they don't actually restore your brain health. And the other part is they're very addictive. So that doesn't work. And the second thing that people have a tendency to use is alcohol. And alcohol actually doesn't provide good, high-quality REM sleep. It will get you to go to sleep, but then you'll wake up in the night and not be able to get back to sleep, and you'll find that you're not getting restorative sleep. So there's a lot of simple, easy ways to help you sleep better without trying to use artificial ingredients.
You know, it's an amazing thing regarding sleep, and I know as I've gotten older, I've learned how to get 7 or 8 hours sleep, and your tips for creating an environment for sleep and changing our sleep patterns and really getting into a resting state that helps our body repair and rejuvenate and get us ready for the next day have been very, very helpful in my own life. Thank you so much, Dr. A.
Well, you're welcome, Russ.
You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson, and we'll take a quick break and come back. But don't forget to visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability. quality, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, and we have had a great first part of the show talking about sleep and how we can create the habits of health in your life. I would invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and explore all of the things that are there for you to help put you on the path of creating a life of optimal health. I would like to introduce my special guest. Her name is Cheryl Took. She's a certified health coach from Zeeland, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids. Cheryl's lost over 120 pounds in less than a year by incorporating the Habits of Health lifestyle program along with Take Shape for Life. I'd certainly encourage you to visit the website, click on the link to Cheryl's page there, and you can find out everything you need to know about Cheryl. But I was really, really excited and honored to have her with us today. Cheryl, are you there?
I sure am. So happy to be here today, Russ.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I know in preparation for the show, I had a chance to dig through some old photos and take a look at kind of your before and after story. And if you wouldn't mind, share with the listeners this afternoon a little bit about, you know, where you started from and a little bit about how your journey and really what life looks like today in contrast.
Oh, my goodness. How many hours do we have to tell this story? I was at a healthy weight till my early 30s, and just a combination of a knee injury and just some life experiences and a third pregnancy found that over the next few years, my weight skyrocketed all the way up to 268 pounds. By the time I was in my early 50s, and I was diagnosed with diabetes in September of 2005, and began to realize that my unhealthy habits and my obesity was really creating havoc in my life, and diabetes runs rampant in my family, and I've seen some really awful things happen to people I care about because of this terrible disease. And realized I was on the same path and began a journey to try to get healthy and, you know, tried a variety of other programs, all of which failed for me. And by March of 2007, I had gained back some weight I'd lost on another, you know, program on my own, and was right back where I started, very frustrated. And went with my daughter to Phoenix for a few days, went to the Grand Canyon, and found myself out of breath. I had to stop just climbing the stairs to get to the rim, and realized that my husband and I were at an age where we wanted to start traveling and doing some things, and it was very sobering to realize that unless I could figure out how to stop eating, I wasn't going to be able to do a lot of things I wanted to do.
Sure.
Flight to Phoenix had been difficult. I'd barely been able to get the seatbelt fastened, and, you know, it just went on and on. So I came home from that trip really determined. It's like, I've got to get this thing under control. Tried from the middle of March to the middle of June. I absolutely made no progress because I couldn't stick with anything. I mean, I had 20 years of failed attempts. And was researching weight loss surgery options when I came across information on the Take Shape for Life program. And I was intrigued. And as I read about it, it seemed very credible. I saw that this was the same program Johns Hopkins had used. That had great significance for me because I worked for our local hospital. Also, it was less expensive than some of the other programs out there. So I thought I would try it for 4 weeks. I didn't really think it would work. Nothing had ever worked. But I went on and lost 9 pounds my first week. Within 2 weeks, my blood sugar returned to normal. And got to the end of the first month, and I'd lost 18 pounds.
Wow.
I was still skeptical. I thought it was a fluke. I didn't think it was sustainable. I was 55, postmenopausal, 4 grandkids. You know, women my age aren't supposed to be able to lose weight. But I thought, well, I'd try it for another month just to see. Lost 12 pounds my second month. I'd lost 30 pounds in 2 months, and it had taken me almost a year to lose that amount on my own on another program. And I realized I finally had the program that was going to get me to a healthy weight, and I got very focused on getting there and lost 120 pounds in 2 days short of 11 months. On May 22nd, I will celebrate 3 years of goal. And, healthy, my blood sugar's normal, I'm off of all medication, and, our lives are totally different because I decided to get healthy. My husband got on the program finally. He watched me for months and finally got on board and lost 50 pounds in 3 months. And people began asking what on earth I was doing. And I became a health coach to help others. And between getting healthy myself and helping literally hundreds of other people, it's transformed our lives. We're healthy, we're having a great time, and we're doing the most fulfilling thing we've ever done in our lives.
Cheryl, we had a chance to see each other a couple of weeks ago and there in Phoenix, and I know you took another trip to the Grand Canyon. Tell us about that.
That was a lot of fun. We went up to Grand Canyon. My husband John had never been there, so it was fun to be able to share that with him for the first time.
Sure.
One of the things we wanted to do while we were there is to take another picture of myself, a true after picture in the same spot where that infamous before picture was taken 4 years ago.
Sure.
What a difference. I remember as I climbed the steps to get to the rim this time and climbed them easily, I remembered having to stop several times and catch my breath just 4 years ago. 4 years ago when my daughter said, "Oh, Mom, let's get a picture of you here." And I so hated having my picture taken. but thought at the time, rather wryly, well, at least I'm at the Grand Canyon, so at least there's something in the picture that will be bigger than me. And, I mean, I really did think that. And this time, it was just...
Wow. What's been really interesting... Yeah, certainly for those of you that are listening today, I would encourage you to go visit our website. And right on the very front page of the website, you will actually see the before picture that Cheryl's referred to standing there in the Grand Canyon. And I also put a picture of Cheryl now, 3 years later, in a beautiful red dress. And what's really fun to see is not only has she gotten healthy, but she's gotten a great big smile. And I've noticed it looks like you're working out a little bit, Cheryl. You're doing some exercising as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, being active is just, it's part of those habits of health that Dr. Anderson talks about. As I lost weight, I wanted to move more. I had the energy to move more. And, so absolutely, you know, walking and doing some cardio, doing some strength training is all an important part of really incorporating those healthy habits of health into my life. Because I'm still on my own journey towards optimal health. This is,
sure.
You know, reaching my goal was the beginning, not the end of this journey.
Well, what's great about what Dr. Anderson's described in our earlier segment about, you know, this path, and you're able to optimize your health for your age, and this is really a lifestyle program. It's not a, you know, it's not a diet. 85% of people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within 2 years, and the testament that you have, not only showing that you can do it, it was simple, it didn't cost very much, and it totally has transformed your life. I know it's always fun to see you and John, and it's like your kids again. I think both of you are back at your high school weight and more physically active than you've been in a long time. And what a great way to travel around the United States and be able to share your life together.
Oh, it really is wonderful. And, you know, one of the reasons that I decided to give Take Shape for Life a try was because I saw that it had a very structured transition and maintenance program. My fear was that I would gain the weight back. That's all I had ever done on any program I'd been on was lose the weight and gain it all back plus. So, and I was very much aware of the statistics, you know, regarding 85% of dieters in 2 years' time. So when I reached my 2-year anniversary last May, that was a huge milestone for me because I realized because of the things I've learned on this program and because of the changes that I've been willing to make in my life, I've beat the odds. And now coming up on 3 years, there's just, it's wonderful knowing it's never going to come back. I will never be 268 pounds. I will never be a size 24 women 3X again. That part of my life is over, and I'm so grateful.
You know, and it's been just a joy having you on the show today. It was great to see you in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. Looking at the pictures on your Facebook account where you're able, you know, I'm able to see both you and John as you are experiencing life. And I know your sister Frida and Ed are also transforming their lives and have really made, you know, health an integral part. I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. So good to be here. Just want to correct, Creed is not my sister by flesh, just my sister in spirit. So.
Hey, there you go. Well, we're all brothers and sisters in the habits of health, that's for
sure. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. And before we take a quick break, I'd like to remind you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk, or send us or just give us a call after the show at 401-388-0778. Thank you for listening and being with us, Cheryl. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking with Cheryl Took about how to create optimal health in your life, and what an amazing example, having lost over 120 pounds in just short of 11 months and really transforming a life that not only includes her, but includes her husband and many of her family members. And on top of that, as a certified health coach, she's helping others really learn Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system, utilizing the Take Shape for Life 5-in-1 plan to help people reach a healthy weight and really long-term creating a strategy that allows people to live a healthier, longer life. I'd like you to invite you to visit our website, and I keep drawing you to that because there's so much information there. At habitsofhealthtalk.com, right on the front of the website, there's a link to Dr. A's book. You can order that online. You can download the Low Glycemic Shopping for Health Index. If you're looking to get started on your journey like Cheryl has done, I'd invite you to click on the link that says free consultation with a certified health coach. Fill out the information there. We'll get it and put you in contact with a certified health coach that will begin to help you create the life that we've been talking about. You know, the traditional diet that many of us have been on over the course of our lifetime, we talked about, you know, 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet gain their weight back within a short period of time. And the reason that is because most traditional diets focus only on the weight loss and really do very little to help us change the long-term strategy and the mindset that really helps us think about the things and the choices that we make every day, and what we eat and how we sleep, what activities are we going to do in terms of exercise. And it's really, you know, getting to a healthy weight is just really only one step in this process, and that it really takes good sleep habits, good habits of motion. And at the center of all of this can be a certified health coach, which is absolutely free to you, by the way, somebody that will help you learn the habits necessary to help you initially get started on the weight loss program, to be there to guide you and mentor you and support you and give you lots of ideas. Utilizing the Habits of Health lifestyle system will really begin to put your life in motion. And what we really offer are really, you know, three simple things. And that is, at first, as your health coach will work with you to develop a meal plan using the MetaFast portion control meal replacements, the Lean and Green, and making sure that we incorporate the good initial habits to help us get into the fat-burning state where we're going to lose 2 to 5 pounds a week. The amazing medically formulated optimal health products that Dr. Anderson was talking about, there are portion-controlled meal replacements that provide you with all of the vitamins, proteins, carbohydrates, all the minerals, and all of the things that you need in order to feed your body all the nutrients that are necessary to hang on to lean muscle mass, but allow your body to regulate blood sugar levels, put us in a mild fat-burning state where we're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And so by utilizing this 5-in-1 strategy, 5 meal replacements and 1 healthy meal that you prepare on your own called the Lean and Green with lean protein and vegetables, you'll be able to see just how simple this is. And in listening to Cheryl's story, you know, her story is so common in that, you know, when we take a look at ourselves, and often it's a picture or a pair of clothes or a pair of pants that we can't get into, and it really triggers this reaction in our brain to really do something about it. And while that's not the best way is just to create a life of health. But if something triggers in you that we really need to do something about it, it could be a visit to the doctor, or like I said, that pair of pants or that photo. But like listening to Cheryl's story, that in the first 30 days, she was only going to give it 30 days because she didn't think it would work. And as she got on the program and lost 30 pounds in a 2-month period of time and lost over 120 pounds in less than 11 months, you can see how effective learning how to eat 6 times a day can be. And then after we lose weight and get to a healthy spot in our life, we're in conjunction with that, we're developing what we call Habits of Health, utilizing Dr. A's book, workbook, DVD, all the things that help us learn the things that we need to learn, whether it's how to sleep, how to go to the dry cleaners and take all that plastic wrap off when we get home so that we don't have all those chemicals floating around our house, or taking the television out of the bedroom because it really is interrupting our sleep patterns and our body needs sleep more than it needs entertainment. And so these Habits of Health lifestyle choices are really just that. They're choices that we'll learn how to make over time. And at the center of that, kind of the cog in the wheel, if you will, is a health coach that will help teach you a step-by-step process that will begin to put your life in motion. Dr. Anderson laid that out at the very beginning of our program about getting you on this journey and being prepared, learning the initial steps to get to a healthy weight, transitioning to a healthier way of eating, learning long-term life habits that help us really begin to create this life, and then optimizing our health for our age. As we listen to Cheryl talking about, she's now exercising and working out and moving towards ultra health as she begins to optimize her body. And at the end of all of that, we get to live a longer, healthier life. And if you're listening to the radio program today, and over time you've been listening and saying, you know, today is the day that I'm going to start creating health in your life, then you're really in the right place at the right time. Because it really starts with a simple decision to take control of your health. And you can take control. You can create health. But it really starts by working with a health coach that will help you incorporate the Habits of Health lifestyle system along with the portion control meal replacements, where you're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And then from that point on, you're going to have the support of your coach that will be there every week to work with you over the phone, tap you into resources. You know, there's a wide variety of resources that are available to your health coach beyond the Habits of Health lifestyle system, the book, the workbook, and the DVD that Dr. Anderson put together. There's virtual conference calls that you can dial in all across the country and hear from other people that are following the program that you are, along with lots of support from our doctor staff, our nutritional support team, and our staff of registered nurses. There's lots of website information, but at the center of that, you have a coach that will help you tap into those resources. If you're at home today, think about somebody that is important to you in your life that you want to help get healthy with you, and invite your friend, somebody that you work with, maybe it could be a coworker, to really start the lifestyle program that we've been talking about, I would encourage you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and right on the website is the free consultation. Click on that, fill out that information, send it our way, and we'll be more than happy to put you in touch with a certified health coach that will begin to put you on a path and create the life of optimal health. I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for being with us today. I'd also like to thank my special guest, Cheryl Took, for sharing her personal story and mission to create the habits of health. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Please join us next Wednesday for more insight from Dr. Anderson and learn how to create a long-term strategy for creating the habits of health in your life. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great day, everyone. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.